Public Park opened in downtown Montgomery Thursday, honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks. Lower Dexter Park is located where a department store, the Montgomery Fair, was located. Rosa Parks worked as a seamstress in that store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam products. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Extend the life of your engine with Seafoam products at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Deck season rolls around every year. Staining your deck shouldn't. That's why the Home Depot now carries number one rated Olympic stains, including Olympic Max from only $33.98 a gallon. It's a brand trusted for over 80 years to protect season after season. So do it right with Olympic, and next year, you won't have to do it at all. Olympic Stain, for the first time at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Number one rating from an independent consumer study. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1. 101 FM WACV.
The NBA draft begins.
First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to a detention center for migrant children separated from their parents in McAllen, Texas. But it's her attire that's getting attention.
The bill that failed in the U.S. House would have made deep cuts to legal immigration, directed billions of dollars to build a border wall, and kept families together through the detention process.
Manhattan judge ruling the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was unconstitutionally structured, in fact violating the separation of powers.
Toronto police have arrested 70 people in a wide-ranging crackdown on members of a street gang.
More protests in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with residents calling for an investigation into the police shooting of an unarmed black teenager.
Charles Krauthammer has died.
The rollout in Fort Worth, Texas, of the first F-35 jet fighter for Turkey.
The House did pass a sweeping farm bill.
The Dow dropped 196 points. The NASDAQ fell 68 points.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
84 degrees outside. Stock market is up 170 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm great, I'm great. I was turning deaf there for a second. The guy who sits here before me, was it Baron? He must be deaf. My goodness.
Is his headset blasting like mine?
Or maybe I know what it is. His headphones aren't as loud as mine.
Yeah.
Because, oh!
Man, it kind of knocked you out.
If I start bleeding from the ears, you'll know what it is.
Yes. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Friday TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Don't forget, first-time callers, please let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Mm. That's open to any caller that would like to call, and we're going to do that drawing today. So get those calls in, boys and girls. Let's see. We got a lot going on. I'm not going to do a piece on Krauthammer passing away yesterday, but... Because you'll get a ton of it anywhere you go to, but they're going to do a special on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock Central. That's pretty good. You know, the thing he's most famous for is coming up with the phrase the Reagan Doctrine.
Yes,
I remember when he published that, and it stuck. It's been there ever since, and it's right down the line of what he wrote in that article.
Well, and I have to say that. On a philosophical basis, worldview, when it comes to politics, I've had a lot of disagreements with Charles Krauthammer, but there is no denying his intelligence and his how capable he was with his pen, and then on television, too. You know, you never would have thought of his condition unless you really looked into it. People were shocked to see his being a paraplegic.
Yeah, I mean, a guy graduated in psychology from Harvard, and as he said, they used that as a springboard to get into television and writing. And he really changed. When Reagan first got there, he was a hardcore Democrat, and Reagan changed him because he liked the Reagan policy, he liked the Lafler curve. He had dinner with Reagan a couple of times. Was at an event that I did at George Will's house, which was one of the first times that Reagan and Krauthammer had met during that time. And very interesting guy, very interesting guy. And but real conservative, turned very, very conservative and intellectual conservative, which I really like. Let's go to the phones and go to Gene before we get into the greatest hits here.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Hope y'all have a great weekend.
I am definitely going to have a great weekend.
Well, good. I want to get in on the Sweet Creek.
You do?
Yes, and I got a question after I went down there and seen Reed the other day and told him, as you know, for loyal customers, you ought to give them something free every now and then. He handed me a straw for my drink.
That's sweet. That's sweet.
But anyway, these federal judges that are ruling against Trump on some of these issues like immigration and stuff, can by executive order anything that he can get rid of any of these judges they just pick out somewhere across the country that can rule over everything?
Well, what happens is part of the appellate process, and so you get into the liberal Ninth Circuit, and those judges think differently than the Fifth Circuit, for example. And so What it has to do is it has to go up the food chain. It goes from the to the appellate process, then it moves up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has struck down so many things from the 13th District is unbelievable. I mean, it's like a long. There are more things that they have thrown out than they've actually accepted.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering, because I know whichever one that was that ruled about the immigration stuff and had it held up. I just kind of like everybody understand how one judge can stop everything.
Well, that's what happens. That's our legal system.
Yeah. Well, y'all have a
good Give me your month and day of birth.
3/8.
Okay.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye. We've got some problems up on the Hill with this legislation. It keeps hitting stop gaps here, and I'm not sure what's going on. How could you not know what was going to happen? You know, we did the report yesterday. You had two bills. You had the Meadows bill and the Goodlatte bill, and the Wine bill and the Goodlatte bill, and it's like they can't count votes anymore or something. So let's listen to Jim Jordan talking about the vote.
Vote next week, what can pass, if anything?
Well, right now, nothing can pass, but I will tell you this, 193 votes for the conservative bill. If our leadership had whipped that bill like they've done other pieces of legislation, we're only 19 votes short, Bill. So the real story yesterday was the fact that we were so close with the conservative bill. And frankly, the reason the other bill wasn't being brought up today is because it would get less votes than the conservative bill got yesterday. So the focus should be on that conservative bill. Let's go find those 19 other members who can pass that bill, because after all, that's the one that's consistent with the mandate from the 2016 election, because it does all the good things: border security, build the border security wall, stop visa lottery, stop chain migration, reform our asylum law, all the good things, and it also deals with the DACA population. So let's get refocused on that one, and let's get it passed.
Do you think it was an issue not concentrating on that first bill to begin with, since it did end up being so close? And then what are the issues with the second one that can possibly be resolved over the weekend?
No, you got to. I think that's the wrong premise. Start with the bill that has 193 votes. If there's a few minor things that can be tweaked on that to get us to a majority of the House, then maybe we can look at that. But let's just whip it. Remember, for months, we were told by the leadership, oh, that bill only has 150 votes, 160 votes. It can't get close. And yet yesterday, when the vote was called, out there in front of God and everybody, 193 Republicans said, this is what's consistent with what we told the American people we were going to do, and they voted for it. So let's focus there. Let's make that the base bill, and let's get that over the finish line. And then the president is right. Chuck Schumer said this earlier in the week. They don't want to do anything, but at least the House should show the American people we are doing what we said.
You know, Jim Jordan may be he is speaker potential in the future to replace Ryan, depending on what happens with the House, of course. But Jim Jordan's kind of, he's moving more into, he's normally kind of out there a little bit. He seems to be a little more methodical than he was, say, a month ago. I noticed that in listening to his clips. So now he's going to be talking about the immigration and the border issue.
The president also said today, move on. Go ahead and get more people elected in November and come back to it then.
Bill, we may have to do that, because Chuck Schumer, as I said, has been very clear. He doesn't want to do anything to fix the problem. He just wants the political issue. But the bill we had yesterday actually would fix the problem. That's the bill that we told the American people we would support. That's what they support. So if we can get anything across the finish line, it should be that. And if it goes to the Senate and they can't get it passed, well, that's just the Senate typically being the Senate. And then we can do what the president said. Let's pass the right thing.
We had the Texas Lieutenant Governor on with us last hour. You know what he said? He said among the four states in the Southwest, they apprehend 400,000 people a year. And he said that's just those that we are able to apprehend. He thinks four times that many get through. He estimates there's not 11 million illegals in America. He thinks there are 24 million.
All the more reason why we need to do the bill that we passed yesterday.
How much has Washington failed those states?
No, we have. Right, we had ICE and Customs and Border and Customs in my office last week. They said 2,000 people a week come to the border seeking asylum. That's 100,000 people in a year. They said 80% of those aren't legitimate asylum. They don't qualify. And yet that's what's happening on our border. So we have got to do the right kind of legislation. This is what drives me crazy, more importantly, drives the American people crazy, is that we can't pass the bill that was consistent with what they elected us to do. And that is the Goodlatte bill that was on the floor yesterday. But we're so close. So let's get it done.
They do need to pass something just so they can say they check it off their list. But my problem is they're looking very disorganized, and that's a real problem. And when they look that kind of frayed around the edges, I think they've got some issues here. So now he's going to talk about what happens by putting it out. If they pass it and it goes to the Senate, what's going to happen then?
Well, and then there's just a very short question. Why pass anything if you don't think that it can pass in the Senate?
Well, I mean, we're supposed to do our job. What happens in the Senate, for goodness sake, it's hard to figure out that place. So we should do our job. If the Senate can't do theirs, then let's do what the president said. Let's have an election this fall, and let's have the red wave happen, and let's elect the more conservative senators. I get that, but we should still do our job. That doesn't have to, we shouldn't forfeit our ability to do what we're supposed to do.
Because the Senate is not going to go anywhere in the Senate. It's just going to get stalled out. Now, I'm going to stay on, I'm going to go to a different subject that Jim Jordan is talking about, because Friday is kind of a D-Day. This marks the day that the documents were supposed to be over to Judicial and Intelligence. So let's listen to Jim Jordan when he's asked about the document compliance to the document request.
Talk about documents, compliance, Department of Justice, Peter Strzok, and the whole ball of wax with that. Here is Paul Ryan just yesterday. You know, he's issuing this demand to get the Department of Justice to, and if he doesn't get his way, he's threatening a subpoena, et cetera. This is what he said about that. Watch.
Last week you met with Rod Rosenstein over this dispute you have over records. Some of your members want to hold him in contempt. When are you supportive of holding him in contempt?
I am supportive of making sure we get the documents we rightly deserve, that we legitimately requested. We expect compliance. I'm still getting daily reports from our committee chairs about the progress on compliance. I'm going to regroup with them tomorrow. But I expect them to comply with all of our very legitimate document requests, because this is legitimate congressional oversight of the executive branch.
So then what's going to give, sir?
If they don't comply by today, the speaker's been very clear. He's told me this personally. Our resolution that Mr. Meadows and I and others introduced 2 weeks ago, which says the full House will go on record and tell the Department of Justice, if you don't give us what we have within a certain time period, then we will move to the next step. So the resolution comes first. If Rosenstein doesn't comply, then it's contempt, and then we are prepared to file articles of impeachment against Mr. Rosenstein. If he doesn't give the House of Representatives, if he doesn't give the Congress, a separate and equal branch of government, the documents we need to have to get answers for you and the press, and more importantly for the American people. It's that basic, and we're now at the end of the line.
My bet is they're going to do it, but he's not going to do it. And just like Jason Napolitano said, he's going to go over to the federal judge, get him squash it, and then he's going to watch it for a month, and it's not going to go anywhere. The question will be, will the IG report on the Russia probe, the Russia investigation, the original one, will it be finished by then? Because I think that's why Rosenstein won't turn this over, is because of that factor. You know, I want to mention my good friend Dan Black of Mr. Electric. He's one of the principals of Mr. Electric. And they are really focused in on one thing, and that is residential electric care for your home. You can go to all the bigger other folks, but they're doing a whole bunch of commercial and all sorts of other things. They focus on you and your resident. And what I would do is get them to come out and just look around and see what you need, think you need done. And then call them up, make an appointment, have them come out and visit you, and give you an estimate on it. They do a turnaround very fast on it. But here's one thing I love, is that you can get a time certain appointment with Mr. Electric, qualified master electrician. So get ready to copy this number, because everybody needs something done. It's just a question of how important is it to you. Do you need some extra lighting, security lighting, an extra plug here, extra plug there, maybe something outside so you can put a fan or a TV so you can watch things outside during the summer? Well, Mr. Electric can get it done for you. Get ready to copy this number, 334 334- 269-8886. 269-8886. Don't forget, $50 off a service of $200 or more. That's a great deal. Dan Morris, we're going to be back after this break with one more piece from Jim Jordan.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've got a name. I've got a name.
Great song.
I'm a singing bird in the croaking toad. I've got a name. I've got a name.
272-9228, that's where we are.
And I carry it with me like my daddy did.
Don't forget, they have the bone-in ribeye on sale at Fresh Market Premium. It is excellent.
Rolling me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky.
Actually, let this one play all day, but let's continue with Jim Jordan, and he's going to wrap up the this discussion, but he's going to be talking about the docks that are supposed to be, and then Peter Strzok.
Why do you think they've been so stubborn?
Because it's embarrassing. Bill, why did they redact? We've caught them hiding things. Why'd they redact the fact that Peter Strzok and one of the FISA court judges, Judge Contreras, were friends? Why'd they hide that from us? It's not classified. It's not an ongoing investigation. They just redacted. We had to go over to DOJ and get the real document, the unredacted document, to find that out. Why did they do that? Think about this, Bill. Jim Comey's been fired. Andy McCabe, deputy director, fired. Jim Rabick, chief of staff, has left the FBI. Jim Baker, chief counsel at the FBI, was demoted, then left. Lisa Page, FBI counsel, was demoted, then left. Peter Strzok, deputy head of counterintelligence, was demoted, now has lost his security clearance, was escorted out of the FBI. Those are the six key people at the FBI who ran the Clinton investigation, launched the Russian investigation. When have you ever seen an agency where the top six people who ran the key investigations have had that happen to them? So there are real problems over there, and Rod Rosenstein had better give us the information we need to do our job, or all three of those steps will in fact take place.
You mentioned Peter Strzok. Do you think that you will hear from him, and what do you want to hear from him?
Well, we want to depose him, and it's scheduled to be next week. The chairman, Chairman Goodlatte, has been clear about this. I talked to him at our hearing with Mr. Horowitz earlier this week. They're going to subpoena him if they have to, but we will get a deposition. More importantly, we need Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray in front of the Judiciary Committee in the House to answer our questions as well.
I wonder if that's going to be a closed setting or open. Because if it's open, it's going to look like a burning at the stake, I think.
Going to be a lot of theater.
If it's closed, I think they might actually get to the bottom of it. But why would Peter Strzok be scared of lying to Congress? I mean, what are they going to do to him versus lying to somebody else?
Now, for entertainment purposes and for radio show purposes, open would be good for us. But I think, to your point, it should be a closed session so they can actually get to the bottom of what happened and what was going on.
Yeah, all he would be is a pinata.
Right.
And here's the interesting dynamic, because I was trying to think through this. So what do the Democrats do? What are the questions that they ask? And because typically what happens is when you have someone like this, you would have the Democrat staff would reach out to him and kind of get a preview of what he's going to say, or they would do a staff meeting first. But I haven't heard anything about a staff meeting yet. But I would think the Democrat staff would reach out to him and say, what are you going to say? So we can kind of highlight those things that you want to get out that are positive.
I think one angle might be, and it's from a discussion I think Catherine Herridge and Shep Smith were having the day of the IG report was released, is that was Peter Strzok saying those things, and I don't think this is going to fly, but was Peter Strzok saying those things about Trump because he had seen something in terms of intelligence and certain information none of us have yet seen?
Yeah, but where is it? Yeah,
exactly. But is that why he had this animus or this bias, as Gowdy puts it, because he had seen some intelligence report that showed Trump was so dirty? Or is it, and I don't think that's believable, but I think that'll be the argument.
Yeah, I've heard that argument kind of breached, but it doesn't. Again, if that is true, if he saw something, what did he see? Or is what he saw the Steele dossier?
Oh, that's interesting.
Because now we got a little bit different connection with the Steele dossier of how it got peddled around here. Got new information on that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
The Dan Morris Show.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
June. June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court rules police generally need a search warrant to obtain a suspect's cell phone location records.
The 5-4 opinion at the Supreme Court changes the practice of allowing police simply to obtain cell phone data directly from a phone company without a judge's okay. Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by the court's four liberal justices, concludes, given the unique nature of cell phone location records, the fact that the information is held by a third party does not overcome a user's Fourth Amendment protection.
Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C. President Trump on Twitter accuses Democrats of using phony stories of sadness and grief about immigration, hoping it will help them in the elections. A Guatemalan woman in Texas reunited with her 7-year-old son after filing a lawsuit tells other parents in her position.
They can fight the same way I did. They have to fight to get out from there, to fight for their children.
Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like another active thunderstorm day here in the state today with partial sunshine, cloudy much of the time with a high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms could reach severe limits with damaging wind gusts. They'll fade out overnight, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow is more of a routine summer day, a sun and cloud mix, high around 92, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Sunday, closer to 94 for a high, lots of sunshine. Rain chances small, not quite zero, and better rain chances on Monday. Stay on top of the weather changes all the time with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
nothing but blue skies do I see.
This whole album and that song in particular brings back incredible memories to me.
Song, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Right after the Neshoba County Fair that I did for Reagan, they gave Reagan a Surrey and some rocking chairs. And they didn't take it with them. And so the people from Mississippi wanted to get deliver it to the Reagans. And so they asked me, could I check on that? So I called out to Helene Van Damme, the Reagan's governor's secretary.
Yeah.
She said, Dan, call back in 2 hours and I'll get an answer for you. So I called back in 2 hours, a little apprehensive. Because that's a pretty big request, just to do that. Didn't put any details in it. And she said, the Reagans would love to do that. And why don't we have them out at the ranch? I went, the ranch? Yeah, we'll have them at the ranch. They can deliver it there. We'll take photos, have pictures, and they can spend a little time with the Reagans. I went, are you kidding me? She said that event was so good that they loved it. They would love to see the people from there.
Wow.
So we got in an RV. And we saw seven sunrises and seven sunsets driving out there and driving back. And we delivered it out to the Reagans. And that album played the entire time.
Sky, smiling at
especially
me.
This song right here.
Wow.
Nothing but blue skies.
We burned up the RV.
That's amazing.
Burned up the RV and two cars. Yeah, you know how that goes. It really, let me tell you, it was the greatest time. And they sat out there. They gave it to them. The Reagans came out. Mrs. Reagan was sitting there pouring lemonade for these folks. I was just sitting there in amazement. And, I was kind of standing back. And they were going, no, come on down, have a seat and everything. And it was great. It was absolutely great. And so Reagan would get up in the Surrey with Mrs. Reagan. And then each person would get in and do a photograph with them. Next to him, so they had all of them had that. It was really something, really, really something. Brings back some amazing memories. Let's listen in to Fox and Friends talking about Strzok, and he's lost his FBI, FNF, there you go. He lost his FBI clearance. Aww.
New fallout from that recently released Inspector General report causing a ripple effect inside the FBI. Embattled anti-Trump FBI agent, that guy right there, Peter Strzok, who texted that he would stop Donald Trump from becoming president, apparently has lost his security clearance. This, as we learned, that three of the five FBI officials targeted for anti-Trump bias were all part of the Mueller probe. Not surprising that Peter Strzok would lose his security counsel. I mean, he was escorted out of the building a couple of days ago.
Well, why hasn't he lost his job? I mean, so they say that's a big deal that he lost his security clearance. I mean, he should have been fired instantaneously when this stuff came out. But this just goes to show that there is an unelected, unknown, a group of bureaucrats at a very, very high level of government agencies that have unlimited political power. And what if we wouldn't have unearthed these documents? What if, you know, the heroes in Congress, such as Devin Nunes or Mark Meadows, wouldn't have went through this unbelievable effort to get these documents? This all just would have been labeled a conspiracy theory.
So we know about five employees at the FBI had these anti-Trump texts, but how many others are they? They just
precisely
didn't catch.
Well, right, and how much other behavior is there that any logical conclusion can say there was probably deleted documents and, you know, reappropriated assignments that went against this president time and time again, and this should exonerate the president completely when it comes to the Mueller probe. Because remember, this is the very institution that started the entire fake dossier that ended up launching this investigation.
And a great question is, why hasn't he been fired? And is there some reason as far as, and that's why I've always thought, was he cooperating? Because you remember Lisa Page left a while back and sent the don't ever text me again text to Peter Strzok. So, I don't know. This is, I guess we're going to know in the fullness of time. I'm going to give 4 to 6 weeks, and then the IG report into the Russia probe will land. I think that will be devastating. Devastating. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard.
Good Friday, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm just glad we're getting a few clouds and a little rain showers.
Is it raining?
Well, it's going to.
Oh, okay.
It sure rained like hell yesterday afternoon, didn't it, gentlemen?
Well, you had to be in the right location for it. It was busted. I was looking out towards Prattville, and Prattville looked like a bomb had blown up and you had a mushroom cloud there. But
oh, yeah.
But it wasn't raining in my house.
Yeah, I called a customer. He said the bottom just fell out. So this reminds me, you know, I have a studio. I've been in bands and all this. This whole Justice Department thing reminds me of all the cables in my studio wound up and twisted and mixed around with each other. You guys ought to be, maybe I hope your studio's better than the rest of our studios. But this is horribly entangling. this beats Watergate by 10 miles, don't you think, Dan?
I hope it does. I hope they come up to the bottom of it where, I mean, they're getting the pieces so close together that, because it makes perfect sense to me. I mean, I think what happened is they did the informants to try to entrap. They couldn't get that. They had the Steele dossier. They wanted a reason to be inside of the Trump campaign. Not because of Russia, because they're the ones that were creating that narrative. It wasn't the Russians. Because knowing what I know about the CIA and different intelligence operations, they're watching the Russians all the time. You don't have to watch the people that you think the Russians are watching. You watch the Russians. I mean, it's crazy what they're trying to sell to somebody.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely interior manipulation of our political system. That's crime.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so hopefully in the fullness of time... I am trying to develop the Dan Morris Job patience method here.
There you go.
So you guys have a great weekend. It's going to be hot as hell, but that's good old monkey town in the South.
There you go. Do you know what the secret is to patience of Job for Dan Morris?
Please tell me.
Beer.
I'll have my rum and Dr. Pepper. Thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah, we'll go when we're at top.
All right.
Let me go to, we've got two favorite callers here. Let's go to Ritz and then David. Hey, Ritz.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How are you feeling today?
Pretty good. I'm doing a lot better than I thought I would be doing at this point. I need a little bit more attention, but I'm very pleased with my progress, and I'm encouraged, that's for sure.
That's good.
The reason I called is in respect to your last clip. Where we're talking about Peter Strzok and his loss of his clearance, and the concern as to why he wasn't discharged from the FBI. Do you think, Dan, that there's a possibility they want to keep him as an employee so they would be more able to compel him to testify and before Congress and whatever?
Yeah, I think the reason he was here's what makes sense to me. I don't know this for a fact, but you know, Peter, you get to keep your job as long as you're cooperating with us, and you're building up tenure with that and seniority and a better pension. So when this does happen, you're not going to lose, and I think they can make him in a pretty good situation if he's willing to flip on the right people. But you got to think about it. You know who the right people are? It's anybody above him. You know the people that are above him? That's McCabe. That's Comey. That's Yates. That's Loretta Lynch. It could be a connection into the White House. It could be Rubicki. I mean, those are some pretty big players.
Yeah, well, he better have him some protection if he's going to go that route.
Yeah, and we're not talking about...
Yeah, absolutely right. But he is a pivotal player in this whole debacle, and I think that your assessment is right on target.
Well, now if he testifies before Congress and he's doing this, I didn't do any of this that you're accusing me of, then it's going to be a believability issue. And if you read the IG report, the Inspector General just said he wasn't believable in the answers he was giving.
Mm-hmm. Well, he could you know, expose a lot of this deep state problem that we have, and he could, you know, ultimately be responsible for the deep colonic cleanse that this nation needs and its justice.
Well, and the other part that would have to happen is he would not have to be the guy that did it. He would, meaning he conceived it and executed it and everything. He would have to be the guy that was told to go do it or conspired to go do it.
Right, right. Would you think that an agent would do that on his own without instructions from above?
Well, here is how. This is what I've learned about Comey and talking to people who actually have known him and have worked in that world. Comey had a group of people around him which were his guys and gals. And just like the Columbia professor, he would bring somebody like that in that he could trust and put him on the payroll and give him responsibility, because if he needed something, that was going to be the guy he was going to go to. And I think that's what he did with Strzok. I think that's what he did with Lisa Page. Remember, she was the attorney in the director's and deputy director's office. Now, that's pretty high up there. People don't talk about that very much. When you look at a flow chart, it's McCabe, and off to the right of McCabe is Lisa Page. And that's a very high position. So that's what Comey would do, is have all these people that were kind of his folks around him to protect him. I think what he didn't figure out is that you're going to have texts and information that was laying around out there that somebody was going to look at one day and go, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty reckless for somebody that's supposed to be fairly intelligent.
Yeah, and notice that we haven't heard when did they go back and did they look at all the Comey texts, and did they look at the Comey emails, particularly on his private email server?
I don't know. I don't recall.
Because we haven't heard anything from a McCabe text. The only texts we've heard were Lisa Page and Strzok, and both of them were on the Mueller team, and both of them got let go. But now we've discovered there are five other people, and they're on the Mueller team also, and they're currently on the Mueller team. How about that?
Yeah, we do know that there's a lot of information that Congress can't get, so there's a lot to be discovered, I believe, and I think there's going to be other players involved.
And I wonder if Comey is sitting there going, what? Because you remember they said, I just left Andy's office, was one of the texts, from Page to Strzok. And, you know, they have to be looking at McCabe's tax. They've got to be looking at Comey's tax. And I just cannot imagine with some of the things that McCabe did, particularly when you're talking about leaking to the press, that there's not something in a tweet somewhere or a text somewhere or an email.
Yeah, the only part of the puzzle that I really don't understand, and it's confusing to me, especially in light of the fact that Jeff Sessions said that if Rosenstein was fired, I'm leaving too. I wonder what role he is playing and what role he played in the past. And I'm wondering if he may possibly be a good guy watching all this stuff going on around him, and he had nowhere to go until President Trump was elected. I wonder if that's a possibility.
Well, I think it is a possibility, and here's the reason. You know, he's not giving the documents up because there's an ongoing investigation that he is very familiar with. Because Sessions could not be part of it because there was an investigation into what was going on with the Trump campaign, and he was part of it.
So, well, my default is because I know the character of Jeff Sessions. He's never failed us in the past. I just trust his instincts, and if he's supporting him, I can't help but wait and see what's in store, because I think there's something very big coming up on the horizon.
I hope so, my friend. I hope so. Rich, I want you to have a great day, my man, and a great weekend.
You as well, my friend, and watch that corona.
You got it.
All right, love it.
Take care. David, coming back to you. Dan Moore Show. Be back right after this brief break.
Skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue.
The Dan Morris Show.
Skies. Do I see? Blue. But blue skies from now on.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Dan Morris Show.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Why can't you see?
Friday's the best bumper cut day.
What you doing to me?
Get into my classics.
When you don't be.
Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing really, really well. Let me ask you something. The little kind of mushroomy things that you see in a yard, is that something you spray for or you just mow over?
Mushrooms you just mow over, are they kind of dark brown in color? Or?
Yeah, it looks like a fungus. It doesn't look as much like a mushroom as a fungus.
Yeah, they are. Those are actually called spores.
Okay.
And they are a fungus, and basically, if you just drop kick them, they usually turn into a powder bomb. So they are. They're like full of dry powder, and I mean, it looks almost like cinnamon.
Yeah, I've seen those. That's not where it is. I have seen those, yeah.
But yeah, usually just mowing over something like that a couple times, and it'll go away on its own.
Yeah, PMS was over at the house today, and I was going to shake hands with the guy, and he said, no, poison ivy. I bet that's a problem, isn't it? He said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's I remember hearing a great story that somebody told, I think it was at the Grand Ole Opry one night. I think it was Waylon, Willie, and like Conway Twitty were all standing together backstage, and Dolly Parton walks by, and Waylon goes, do you think they're real? And Willie goes, I don't know. I just want to know if she's got any rolling papers.
Great story. Great story. David, what's on your mind today, baby?
I think that they need to make an example out of all these people, out of Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, the whole lot of them. I think if they prosecute them, to me, what they have done is borderline treason.
Absolutely.
And I think that if you make an example of them, fire every one of them, take their retirements from them, stick them in a federal prison, that'll send a message, you know, to anybody else in the deep state, the holdovers of the Clintons and Obama administration, that, you know, we're not screwing around. If you guys think you're going to supplant the Trump administration, you're sadly mistaken. Can you imagine if this happened under Obama, and they had Bush holdovers that were trying to keep Obama from being elected?
They would go crazy.
They would go nuts. Yeah. And you think that, as Valerie Jarrett once said, we've got a long memory. You know, we know who our enemies are. And, you know, they would have prosecuted anybody who did that to them to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, and to get the confidence back in DOJ and FBI, something big has got to happen, and the nation needs to feel that they got everybody. Now, I don't mind if Strzok turns evidence and you're knocking out, you know, an attorney general, a deputy attorney general, a FBI director, a deputy director. You know, that, if that happened, I think that would be good. And then put Strzok off on the side, but have him, you know, out here at Maxwell cutting grass, not at a big federal institution.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that none of these people, and they won't get it. You know, I mean, you know better than I do, Dan. Unless someone's made an example of, in Washington, no one's going to pay attention to it. They'll just simply blow it off and just say, you know, yeah, whatever, you know. And just, if they let these people just simply ride off into the sunset, you know, with their retirements and everything and no prosecution whatsoever, nothing's going to change.
Well, and what the, you know, that was the whole thing on John Mitchell. John Mitchell basically was because he was lying to investigators, and then he tried to change evidence that was there. That's what he was sitting out at Maxwell for. And sure. So if, you know, having a couple of people out at Maxwell and some different facilities, I think would be a good cleansing of the governmental soul.
I think it would be, too. I think it'd be a cleansing of the shallow end of the gene pool.
Ooh. So. And the question is, how long, you know, did this happen in DOJ strictly during the Obama administration? And how much was there an influence and a turn the head the other way for the White House to get them to go do this? Because, again, the way that Obama always would win things and do things, he would go get stuff that he wasn't supposed to have and go do it. That's why when I saw the email and IRS thing, I said this was planned, particularly when they kept missing evidence that was there. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah, that. And you remember when Hillary, when the, I think they were stolen. Were Clinton still in the White House when someone like a cleaning lady or something found files, a room full of files that she had taken with her from what, like the IRS or something like that?
You're talking about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
No, what happened is up in the residence, the Whitewater files all of a sudden that had been missing, all of a sudden mysteriously they found it in the residence in one of the sitting areas.
That's right. That's what
and,
it was.
And how, I mean, you've got guards all over the place. You had cameras going in and out of the rooms. I mean, you know everything that's going on in there. And all of a sudden these files show up?
Yeah.
You don't think HRC put that there?
Yeah.
But nobody would pursue that. Nobody would pursue it.
No. And I guarantee you, Hillary Clinton didn't tote them in there.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody brought them in there at her behest.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
So have a good one, Dan.
David, you have a great weekend. News Time 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Too much, baby.
The Dan Morris Show.
Why can't you see?
We can't go on together. We're suspicious.